course.
All right, like, so I would like to call to order the Fluvanna County Finance Board meeting on this day of May the 11th, 2015. We have the minutes, a draft copy of the minutes from our meeting on March the 23rd. So I'm going to...
Do I have a motion to
approve?
Yeah,
to approve.
So move.
Okay. All right. So the minutes are approved. The draft minutes are approved. And let's see, do we have any next meeting? Next meeting of the county. We did our draft ordinance on... When do we do that?
On the 20th, we'll have the public hearing for the draft ordinance.
Okay.
And then the board can then approve the ordinance at that point after the public hearing.
Okay, good.
Okay, so they knew at the same board meeting?
Yeah, they knew at the same board meeting. And then at that point, once the board approves the ordinance, then there's the other documents. There is a...
We have to change the investment policy to allow investing in equities?
We're going to have to look at that really closely. But then there's other documents that go along with that the treasurer will have to then complete that go into Banco VML. That's the trust agreement, the joinder agreement, and I believe something else.
And we had all of those in our board. I think
the treasurer should work on all those now and have them all ready because the board's likely to adopt them on the 20th.
Okay.
And so I just get them ready and then execute them on the next day, and it needs to be executed so that they can just be launched out because they're all we're waiting on is the board action.
So how would we do that, Roselle? Would we direct that the treasurer prepare all the documents?
I think
in anticipation of the passing of the ordinance.
Yeah, I think this meeting we had in March, I think that the county administrator asked her to get the documents ready, and so she, I don't think it may not be reflected in the minutes.
Do we need to capture that in the minutes, Steve?
Right.
I mean, that's a tasker from here. The finance board requested the treasurer to prepare documents for submission immediately following the board action on May 20th.
All right, so they'll be ready to go and we won't have any big delays.
Mm-hmm. May the 20th is a 7 o'clock meeting?
It is indeed. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock work session, 7 o'clock meeting.
All right, so that'll be the public hearing on that. And then the paperwork, because we looked at the paperwork and it's right much, but
yeah, that's
it
all
needed
ready
to
go
be just modified some of the sections.
Yeah, the county attorney's office has already reviewed all the documents, made whatever necessary changes are required.
Okay. All right, so we're ready to go in that aspect after the 20th. And we really, don't want any delays. We want to get this moving.
What we really need to know now is we need to know of all the different accounts. We need to see a laydown of all the accounts with the dollar values in them and what's going to be moving. Because we need to know what the plan is on where the dollars are going to go, what's going to stay in the local accounts, what's going to go to the Virginia Investment Pool, what will stay in the LGIP. And we need a breakdown of that on the treasurer's office.
So we would do that at our next meeting.
Well, should have been marked today.
Yes.
We need it today. Can you guys pull that report? Because we need to know where the money's going to go. We need to designate how much is going to go to those various accounts, especially with the VIP.
Can we, if we can't get it today, can we get it and...
Well, I think let's...
We already have a breakdown really of where the money is. Mostly everything's in just the main Wells Fargo account, and then there's about $1 million in LGIP, about $1 million in the school investment fund, and then there's $2 million in another account.
Yeah, the Wells Fargo brokerage account is under penalty until September, October, if I remember right what Linda said.
Okay.
So we can't take anything out of Wells Fargo.
It's under what?
There's a
withdrawal penalty.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I remember you saying.
What would the withdrawal penalty be? I would be curious.
Who knows?
So.
With the interest that we're getting, we need
absolute answers, like right now. I don't mean today, but when we ask these questions, we need the answers right now. So we need to develop, since we can't get it today, we need a list of the questions to give to the treasurer's office. And we need to schedule a meeting for June 1st.
Yeah.
We can't do it on the 25th because that's a holiday. But on the first Monday after the 20th meeting is June 1st. It's not a holiday.
What's your schedule like?
Well, I know they're going to say it's busy because it's bill collection time.
We need to do it before the fifth. I mean, people are coming in anyway. Probably coming in now, and so.
So our next scheduled meeting is the 8th. Is that too late to wait, Steve? To get this?
Well, I think the 8th would be. At least that would be after the 5th, and we won't
not
have...
Much. Yeah, just not the Monday much. After
right.
The...
Right, but at least it's after the 5th.
How could that not be good, though, Gloria?
Because a lot of people don't put their money in the mail till the 5th, which is a Friday. So Monday we will have three times as much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, but we should be able to get the reports prior to that as of the 20th of May, if you want it to pull them by then.
So you want those reports before the 20th of May?
Or as of the 20th of May, either one. So
I think what we'd like the treasurer to give us a proposal on where the money's going to go and when it's going to go.
Okay.
So then the finance board, the three finance board members can take a vote to decide whether that's acceptable or not acceptable, or put an alternative forward. Okay. But every time we push this back one more month,
can't you do it another day during that week?
Like, what would you suggest?
Well, Mondays are tough for our citizen representative. I mean, other days, other Mondays are tough for our citizen representative. We're here every day.
So what other day suits?
How long is it going to take us to make the decision once we have the information?
We should be able to make the decision. My gut feeling is that we've already got a preliminary decision made. Mm-hmm. All right, we've talked in some detail about moving the LGIP out and moving the school investment fund. As a starter.
Is that $3 million?
That's $2
million. $2 million.
And then the Wells Fargo brokerage would come out when it comes out of early penalty, which would be another $2 million. And then some amount of the commercial checking out of the main bank account, which, based on that laydown that you gave us, Eric, should be somewhere around $4 to $6 million. Sure. That could go into the VIP.
Okay. So, can we give the treasurer those thoughts of what we've already talked about in some way, give her a leeway so that either she can say nay or yay or just it or whatever?
Gloria, you're representing her today. What do you think Linda needs in order to make a good recommendation back to us?
Probably needs to talk to Eric to see if we've got any more wires or things that needs to go out within the next month.
We'll have, and I've got a debt service schedule with, you know, when some of the big bolus of payments come, but that's usually not until July, the next big chunks of money, and we're getting lots of revenue in for collections come June, so it'll have a little bit of a bearing, but I think really when we're talking about easily the the $2 million.
That would be nice seed money, and then.
Who provides a cash flow report? Does that come from the treasurer's office? Or does that come from finance?
I mean, I don't necessarily deal with
the banking
side of things.
I mean, honestly, this is I'm probably making this oversimplified, but we ought to just have a cash flow report. We need to know what the inlays and outlays are so that we can make a clear decision on what's the minimum that has to be kept, or the minimum that has to be kept, so we can cover our bills on a continuing basis. And then whatever's above that, we look at and see whether it's legally can be moved to a VIP, or has to stay in its existing account because of penalty, or could because of this, or what are the restrictions are. So we need a proposal from the treasurer to tell us how to manage our money.
Okay.
The finance board can direct it, but but there are rules, and the finance board can't violate the state rules, and I'm not sure what those state rules are.
Well, I mean, the closest thing to the cash flow is that, to a degree, is that right there, because that encompasses all revenues and expenditures when they come in and come out, and you can see the trend of when our down periods are.
Be a fairly easy answer for the treasurer to tell us that I recommend we put 6.2 million into the VIP. That will leave this year, this year, this year, this year. That gives enough cushion to do this, and it covers this, and meets the requirement for this, and we still can withdraw twice a month without penalty out of the VIP to pull back in case there's a catastrophic need, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, even your dollars for debt payments can be in the Virginia investment pool.
Right.
If you get two withdrawals a month, I mean, then you can pull a chunk out in whatever months you need it for debt service payments. So, but this is one time I agree completely with Mrs. Booker. I need a visual. I need to see this. It's not very complicated, but I need to see it to know where the bottom line is, where everything above that you can play with, but everything below that you can't. And here's why you can play with this, and here's in what format you can play with. And Linda's the one's going to have to tell us that. But I hate to wait until. Well, and June 8th is not that much later. If we decided that day and you all voted on it, and then
we
went forward
with
it.
I'm sure she would give you a recommendation by the 20th.
Okay.
I'm sure she would.
The 20th of
May.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you can have something.
So let's do this. Let's ask the treasurer to present to the board that tonight on a presentation. You're going to do the stuff on your action, on your public hearing.
Right.
Once that's approved, there should be a presentation that night to lay down a very basic outline of proposal so all the board kind of understands it, but then they don't have to approve it because it's what the treasurer is doing with the finance board, but at least it'll be then kind of published and we'll know what it is. Then in setting up for the meeting on, I know treasurer's office is busy on the 8th, but an hour long meeting shouldn't take too much, but I don't know.
Well, and one thing, I mean, I would be really curious to see what the penalty is on the Wells Fargo account, because if we're only getting that amount of interest on it, it may be worthwhile to take a penalty to get more interest.
Yes.
I don't really
need to know all the straight line details of that. We should have a very clear number that says this has to stay in the account on an ongoing basis.
Right.
And based on the max we do is this, the minimum we do this, but we want to keep this bolus there. Everything above that, here's the things you can do with it, and here's my recommendation from the treasurer's office.
Yeah. So we would like to have that on the 20th.
Okay.
And then we meet on the 8th.
Presentation to the BOS.
Right, got it.
So Eric, what you gave us was cash on hand. What we did not get was monthly expenditures over the same rolling period.
Well, correct. And like I said, the biggest bolus is going to be debt service payments, which are already rolled up into here because they're accounted for in the cash flow. I mean, the biggest cash flow swing that we're going to see is, one, the collection periods.
It'll be up.
It'll be December, January, and then usually June, July. Those are going to be our biggest collection periods as far as revenue coming in. And then we've got two periods, usually December and July, as far as large debt payments going out. That's, and you can see they kind of also coincide with when our largest
revenue collection periods are. If Linda could tell us what the highest monthly payout has been over the last, what do we go back, 5 years, 3 years?
Three-year period.
Over 3 years?
Okay.
that would be a good baseline.
Okay, that's what expenses is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, if we had a $3 million month, and we know we better never, ever go close to $3 million. Mm-hmm. If we have a $5 million month, then we know we should not go close to $5 million. Mm-hmm. $5 to $6 million this year invested.
Yes.
Thinking that just a basic chart like that one, but some type of graphic representation, the data of the graphic, it just says here's the total dollars available in what various accounts.
Okay.
So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help set up those charts if you guys need it.
Okay.
But secondly, then what's the total cash outlays by month over a 3-year period of time is fine. Just what the cash outlays are by month. We should be able to see a pattern, and we should know what the maximum amount needed at any one time is, or any mm-hmm. given period, whether it's a quarter or 6 months or a year. So we can look at that. Now we apply that to these over here, and we say, well, this one you can't touch because it's got to stay in that account because the state says it's got to have this much in there, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And this one you can only take this much because you're required to keep this minimum. Mm-hmm. And this much you can take all of it, and this much you can only take this much, and this has got a penalty of a 2% withdrawal penalty or something. All we need to know is what we're laying out, where our cash is, and what can be done with it. So, mm-hmm. so there's one, two, and then the third slide would be the recommendation slide. I mean, what do we do with money? And if that's done that night, and if Mr. Garcia could be there,
it's on my calendar.
Even
good Lord, we're in the creek on
that. Even if there's a vote required on that, you can convene a meeting for 5 minutes after the meeting and approve this proposal from the treasurer and be done with that night, and the paperwork can be done in the days after that and submitted and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to cram too much in, but sooner or later we're going to have to hear what the story is and approve that story.
Right.
Now, if you want to wait until June 8th to approve that, that's fine. That may be okay too. But I don't want to necessarily get to June 8th and find out that we can't have a meeting, then we're going to delay another one.
And this information is already available. It's just putting it in
just
that,
in the format.
In the format. Okay. That,
Gloria, just the VACO account is returning 7 times more than anything we have right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's the urgency. That's of real importance.
Yeah, you're talking $40,000 or $50,000 over the course of a year, maybe, or more, depending on what it is. I'm thinking we ought to be trying to grab that money.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do that without the treasurer's input on it.
Right.
Well, you too, because by law in the state, in the Commonwealth, the finance board can direct investments.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't make much sense for the two of you to vote 2-1 against treasurer to do this investment unless you know the whole story.
Right.
And she's got to be able to tell you the story with finance support.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to hear that story. So we've got to see from her laid out where the stuff is, why it's there, what the restrictions there are, and then essentially just cut a line across there so we know what we need to keep in cash. Anything above that, either take it out to move to the VIP or not,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. So. And I think if we do that on the 20th, then you won't delay one more time.
Right.
The approval on the 20th by the board is essentially a done deal. I don't know any reason why they wouldn't.
It would be great to start the fiscal year off with this in place.
Yes.
It would be wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, that would be a great benchmark to have it in place so we have a whole fiscal year.
So you can get real data for a whole year of what we're really making.
Well, you can also have a little cushion because it's not built into the budget.
Right. And that's somewhat the urgency, the understandable urgency of why we're really pushing to get this done.
So Gloria, I think if you just copy this stuff or whatever, there's three things. We need to know cash out wise, where the cash is at, and what recommendations are to do with it. The maximum, you know, we need to put the maximum into whatever the best investment there is that still retains enough flexibility to pay bills. But remember, on the Virginia investment pool, you get 2x a month withdrawals without penalty.
Right.
And Linda, I thought I sent that actual file to Linda. So really, all that does, that just needs to be updated. Yeah. I think it's through December, maybe. I don't remember when I put that through.
I think I need something there here, Mr. Mutt.
Can you update? Can we send that back out?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I mean, I just keep
that copy then.
Okay.
I just need amounts, and that's.
Okay.
And honestly, I think I probably, you know, I have what I need. I'll get that updated.
Okay. Good. Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I don't know that there's anything else we can do. I think once we get this established, then we can think a little bit more about longer-term investments and what we can do, what the rules allow us to do for some of the longer-term stuff.
Sure. Okay.
What do your calendars look like for, say, Friday afternoon the 22nd?
I won't be here that day.
That's right.
As opposed to June the 8th?
Yeah, I mean, the 8th sounds bad for the treasurer's office.
I'm good.
Well, Kelly's not here, so that makes it a little harder for us.
The next week is problematic for me. I may be out of town.
What about the week of the 8th? Do you have any other days?
I could do Wednesday.
That's
the board meeting, right?
No, that's school board meeting. That's fine.
So you want to push it from Wednesday, from Monday at 2 until Wednesday at what time?
Should we do 4?
2 or 4, whatever.
I can do either one, so I'm flexible.
Well, is 4 o'clock easier for you in the later day?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, we'll have Kelly move.
I schedule my work calendar around you, Steve.
You should not. My calendar is goofy. You want to just kind of move the 8th meeting from the 8th to the 10th, same time then?
At 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
2 o'clock.
Okay.
June 10th.
So, but between the 20th and the 10th, we have to have everything done, everything agreed to back and forth by email. So all the 10th is just reviewing things, rubber stamping, taking a vote, moving on, and being done. So that paperwork can go in, because it needs to get in. Now, I'm not sure how long it takes to process or when we have to move money, but I don't want to wait until September to be moving money either.
I mean, I don't know why we couldn't do it sooner. I mean, I'll have to look at the paperwork to see what
And Linda's going to tell us that. I don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah.
You know, if we got $3 million in Wells Fargo, do we just do a wire transfer from there into the Virginia investment pool account once it's set up and et cetera? I don't know. But
so how do we find out the penalty from Wells Fargo? Does Linda have to find out
yes,
that
yeah.
from us?
Yeah.
She's
make
sure that
she's talked to the bank.
Yes.
She does that too.
Because Because as long as it's not a huge penalty,
right.
we would be...
Well, by the time we get by June, we only have 3 months left of it anyway, so it won't be very much.
No.
Yeah.
And it would be much better to be making 7 times more interest than we currently are.
But, I mean, worst-case scenario, we've got $2 million that we know we can move by the 1st of July. So if we knew how long it would take, then we could backwards plan from that to know when we have to have the paperwork submitted.
Or we could even move it sooner.
Well, I don't even know how long it takes to set up the VIP accounts.
Yeah. How about I take that as an action item, Kelly, on how long the process is, and I will contact the Baker people.
Okay?
All
right. Good.
And then I'll circle back around. I'll send that back out to you, Kelly, so you can get it to the rest of the members.
Mm-hmm.
Ha!
Good.
I actually have more to do.
Wow, I'm glad you have an assignment.
Can we set up a finance board meeting, a finance board email conference?
Does Jonathan has to do that?
Yeah.
I don't believe.
I thought I'd asked him a while back.
All right, are we done? Are we ready to adjourn and until the?
Well, you need anything else from us as far as what we need to make a decision on the 20th?
Okay.
Because if Lynn has more questions, she's got this poker and Steve's number.
And if at all possible, if she could get us, or at least me, because a copy of what she's going to present on the 20th, so that way I know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can back her up there that night. I plan to be there.
Okay.
Okay, then if that's it, appreciate
you want a motion to
your
adjourn?
Coming. And yes, that'll be
a motion to adjourn.
All right, so we are now adjourned until June 10th.